it came to a time that I was just sleeping at the gym because it was just, I just had to make it work. We were doing sessions from 4 a.m. My earliest session was at 3 a.m. I was doing sessions. I was doing 15, 16 sessions a day just to pay our overhead. It was extremely hard. But that's where the don't give up part came in. I was doing everything. I was on the street, bringing clients in, bringing them in for free, slowly. 6-7 months, we had maybe 1,000-2,000 bucks extra in the account we could take out. That made me stronger. That made me see that from zero we got to 1,000 bucks. So it's possible. So we keep pushing. I brought my brother on board. He was a huge help. He came in, brought in some more clients. We came up to a couple thousand, 2,000-3,000. And then the whole 2015, it was me, my business partner, my brother, and a good family friend called named Sam. We were there making it happen. But it was extremely hard, but as a business owner, as a person, you just have to put on a mask and pretend that everything is amazing, but it was hard. Like at the end of the month, after a year in the business, we were making a couple, 2,000-3,000. But I was looking back, working so much less, making so much more. This is just a big headache. Like, is it worth it? I asked myself, but then again, I saw the vision. I believed in the business. I believed in the brand. I believed in the name. I believed in what I was doing. And I just needed this to get big. Like, it was either all in or I'm out. Like, I don't want to continue this and make 3,000-4,000 a month out of this place and pay so much money. So it was a lot of things I wanted to do that my business partner disagreed in. Like, he was an amazing guy from Dallas. As we said, he was the brake, I was the gas. I wanted to go, I wanted to fly. And he was like, we were running the business, we were making okay money, so he was okay, but I wasn't okay. I saw the potential. I saw that I could make 100,000 a month out of that business. But I had to spend to be able to make that. I had to do some changes to make that. So it was a Christmas in 2015. He flew down to see his family. He came back. He told me, he said, Shine, it's one thing I realized, and that's that this business is you. He said, this is all you. He said, the emails that comes in is you. People that want to come here is because of you. He said, I feel bad even taking any money out of this business, he tells me. And I said, what do you want to do, D? And he said, I wanted to go to Dallas. I want to move back home.